Vincentians will have an opportunity to witness the innovative projects and experiments crafted by students during the annual Science and Technology Fair. The Science Fair is a production of the Ministry of Education and the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Science Teachers Association. Education Officer with responsibility for science in the Ministry of Education, Juanita Hunt King, is excited about this year's fair.
This year we will be hosting the National Science and Technology Fair, November the 10th to the 14th, and it promises to be very exciting. Already we have several entrants, and they are getting their projects ready, if they're not ready already, and they are raring to go. We have over 130 projects registered for this year's fair, and we have over 300 participants. So this promises to be big, it promises to be exciting, and I hope to see you at the fair this year. The opening ceremony will be on the 10th of November, which is actually World Science Day for Peace and Development. And we decided to coincide the fair with that. The theme of the fair is in line with the expectations of the World Science Day. So we're working towards that, and we're having an opening ceremony to recognize the day and to recognize the contribution that this nation is making on World Science Day.
Hunt King says the fair will serve as a platform for young Vincentians to showcase their talents and inspire the next generation of innovators.
The science fair is nothing new to St. Vincent and the Grenadines. It's been around for a long time, and the goal has always been to showcase good science in St. Vincent and the Grenadines and to promote healthy competition. And it's also a ground where persons who have that interest in science can come together and share ideas and grow together in their knowledge of science. So it's going to be exciting. We have new persons on board, new schools that have never participated before. We are seeing them coming on board, and they are coming big. They're coming to win. All right. This year, for the first time, we are going to be doing things a little different. We are going to be having a leg of the National Science and Technology Fair in the Southern Grenadines. Why are we doing this? Because we recognize that we don't always get max participation from the Southern Grenadines because of, you know, the logistics. But we're trying to bridge, you know, that connection and to make it possible. So we will be having part of the National Science and Technology Fair in Kanawon, where schools like Miro and Union Island would travel over to Kanawon, and they will have their competition there along with the Kanawon schools.
The education officer emphasizes the importance of fostering a love for science and technology in students.
The theme of the fair this year is bridging science and society. So we're looking at creating the link between science and society to help to build up the society and by extension build up the science so that we can all see an improvement in the nation. We have primary entries, we have secondary entries, and we have tertiary entries, and persons from the public who are not in a school institution, they can also take part in the fair. I am expecting that we will have a robust participation, and that we will see projects that can be developed further. And that's something that we are going to be on the lookout for this year.
Education officer with responsibility for science in the Ministry of Education, Juanita Hunt King. The VINLEC Science and Technology Fair will be staged at the Methodist Church Hall in Kingstown. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.